Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
1 in 8 Boston police officers is on medical leave, a rate that has sharply spiked in the last few years. A deeper look at the list on this shows that some officers have largely been off the job for years because of illness or injury. A WBUR analysis finds that more than a quarter of the 270 officers on medical leave have missed nearly a year or more of work, and that 15 have spent 4 or more years off the job. WBUR's Ali Charmanning dug further into the numbers.
Last month, Boston City Councilors met to talk about an issue that's plagued the police force for years. Its expanding overtime budget. It's especially an issue after Mayor Marty Walsh cut the budget. BPD will have $24 million fewer dollars for overtime, a 33% decrease from last year. At that council meeting on Zoom, City Councilor Ed Flynn suggested a solution.
We need to significantly ask the question, how many more police officers do we need to hire in the city? I don't know if that's 300 or it's 400. But I think we have to have a serious conversation.
But there are already 300 police officers with the department who just aren't working. They're on medical leave. That's 1 out of every 8 police officers in Boston.
The number startles me. I know that the policing is a physical job. Officers get injured. But I can't fathom why there are 12% of the current workforce is out on disability.
That's Chris Fox. For 5 years until 2010, his job duties included overseeing the medical leave roster. Back then, he says about 4% of officers were sick or injured. Now, it's triple that. Of the officers on leave right now, 70 missed nearly an entire calendar year of work over the last 5 years. 15 officers have been out for 4 years or more. The problem has gotten worse even before the pandemic or the protests this year that revived talks about police brutality. Since 2015, the number of officers out for at least 2/3 of the year has doubled. These numbers have a real cost. In dollars, it's $33 million. That's how much the city has paid out over 5 years to officers who missed almost an entire calendar year of work. But there's also a cost in terms of officer wear and tear. If an officer is out, someone needs to step into his or her beat. And the replacement officer is usually covering at least some of the work on overtime. Dan Linsky was a BPD officer for 27 years, rising to second in command of the department before retiring in 2014. He's now a fellow with the Duff and Phelps Institute at the risk consulting firm Kroll. He says officers' bodies suffer abuse and stress that can exacerbate illnesses.
Like professional athletes, you get tackled, you get punched, you get kicked, the body doesn't recover as easily when you're older.
WBUR doesn't know why the 270 officers are on medical leave. The department doesn't say. Published news reports show some were shot. One officer was hospitalized for a month with COVID. The union that represents most officers, the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, declined comment for this story. The other police unions didn't return messages. Sergeant Eddie Crispin has been a Boston police officer for more than 20 years and is the president of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. He says he doesn't know why so many officers are out, but he thinks it might have to do with how some people now view the police.
People will see the police, the mere presence of police in uniform, that'll rise their level of frustration, anger. A call that may have just resulted in somebody being compliant, going to the station, going to court, will rise to the level of the person just being physically combative.
Linsky, for his part, wonders how those perspectives might demoralize officers, especially those out on medical leave.
If officers are injured in the current policing environment, I don't know how many would be in a hurry to come back.
Department leaders say they're working to get officers to go back on the job or retire. They say they filed to involuntarily retire 19 officers on medical leave. In a statement, Commissioner William Gross said the department is working toward lowering the number of officers out on medical leave, and each person now gets assigned a case manager. The department says it relies on medical experts to clear officers before they return to work. While the spike in leave numbers started before this year, the pandemic could be affecting how long officers are out. Elective surgeries have been canceled. In-person doctor's visits and physical therapy appointments are harder to come by. The police department's medical unit has been inundated with tracking COVID exposures. And then there's the possibility of fraud, or malingerers, as former Officer Linsky calls them.
You know, we used to call him Dr. Sumaroff, because every time around the summertime, they would go out injured with a reoccurring injury.
Linsky says there's just not much the department can do if a doctor agrees an officer is too injured or sick to work. Whatever the reason, city councilors like Kenzie Bach want to know, what's the department's plan? So far, she says the BPD hasn't given a good explanation for the dramatic uptick.
It's taking 12% of the force off the force every day. And if there were any policing need that were diverting that much of the force, we would be taking a hard look at its necessity and what was going on there.
Bringing the number of injured or sick officers down to what the city saw even 2 years ago would be the equivalent of adding more than 100 fully trained officers to the force. Until that happens, Bach says, the city shouldn't be looking to hire more cops. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Germani.